This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Yeah. And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
It is Stupid News time here at FM 99. Stupid News is brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant presenting Monique tomorrow night and Saturday night. The Funny Bone in Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more info. Item number one. We had to just call this thing the Florida Report. After a robbery at the Achieva Credit Union in Largo, Florida, deputies were on the lookout for a suspect. A suspect who implied that he had a gun and was given an undisclosed amount of cash. He didn't show anyone the gun. Deputies then arrested William Johnson, 26 years old, after correctly identifying him as the Johnson they were looking for.
They arrested Big Willie Johnson?
Yep.
Okay.
In an interview with the deputies, he admitted to robbing the bank and told officials that he needed the money. He needed money, so he looked up on Google how to rob a bank. He Googled it. He said he had originally planned to rob a different bank that was just down the street, but walked out of that bank when he saw the teller was a large male that was intimidating to him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you Google that, you don't want the large male that's intimidating.
That's step one.
Yeah.
So he went to the Achieva Credit Union instead, where he spent the money from his robbery on rent, some bills, and a drug binge.
Oh.
Yeah. By the way, he is no longer staying at the Express Inn. He is now staying in the jail.
Right.
On one count of robbery. No word on if he ever looked up how to get away with robbing a bank. That would be another phrase, too.
Oh, yeah. Google the wrong thing, man.
Yeah. They say the investigation is ongoing. I don't know. It seems like it's pretty much done to me.
Yeah.
Clear-cut case here.
Yeah. I Googled it. Wow.
Dummy.
And that's item one.
Item number two. On the day that his buddy was to be married, one best man decided that the best way to send his friend into this next stage of life would be to strap a whole bunch of firecrackers to his butt and light him on fire.
That sounds fantastic.
On his wedding day?
On his wedding day.
Oh, man. If you burn the accoutrements, this is not going to be good.
In the video, there's video of this incident. The groom is seen tied tightly to a lamppost near the street with a bundle of firecrackers firmly secured against his butt.
Oh, man.
The groom's friend then lights the firecrackers, setting off a series of small explosions which make their way to the poor guy's buttocks. As you may expect, the stunt landed the groom in the hospital with a bloody backside.
Oh!
Fire in the hole.
Ooh, yeah.
It's not clear if this caused the wedding to be rescheduled, but according to this report, we're pretty sure it wasn't great for the honeymoon.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think he's my best man anymore either. Guess what? You're out.
Yeah.
And don't come to the wedding.
This is not good.
No.
Mm. Yikes.
Jeez.
He set my butt on fire.
Man, don't set my butt on fire, dude. It's my wedding night. What are you doing?
Tied him up to a light pole?
Good times. Good times. All right, finally, this is the news.
Just a good old boy.
Yeah.
Never meaning no harm.
I take you back to Florida again. Now, you have a Toyota Corolla, right?
I do.
It's a beautiful vehicle, isn't it?
I love it.
Certified pre-owned, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Isn't yours the sport model,
it's the
too?
S. You,
yeah.
The turbo.
So you got the turbo, you got the spoilers, you got everything, right?
Got Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Everything.
All right, I bring that up because this involves a Toyota Corolla, so you're an expert.
Okay.
Fort Myers, Florida, Monday night this week. A guy ended up on a dead-end street. A dead-end street that went to a canal. Instead of turning around and trying to find another way across that canal, he backed her up to the beginning of the street, and he went for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like this guy. Yeah.
Like Bo and Luke Duke. got back at the Corolla, threw it in reverse, gave himself some runway, and then he floored it and tried to jump across the 20-foot canal.
Works on TV, why not?
No ramps.
No.
No.
Just flat to flat.
There's no...
What do you think you are, the road
runner?
No,
nothing.
No.
He's an idiot. Yeah. The car, as you can probably understand, ended up just going directly into the canal, where it was totaled immediately.
I thought if you go fast enough, you could just like a rock skip across.
Apparently, there was a bridge to the other side of the canal, just two blocks from where he was. He GPS'd it, I guess, and got to the dead end and just backed her up, went for it. Man. I'm going for it.
No way around this. Let's do it.
He had to be hooking up with the chick on the other side because there's no.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just go look for another way across.
Right. Yeah. Why are you even doing it?
Yeah, he's not trying to get to work.
He's looking to hook up. Yeah, really. He's got to get a chick on the other side, and that's why he's crazy enough
to go get my kid from the daycare.
Yeah. But again, the big flaw was that there was no ramp.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any mention of a ramp in the story. Perhaps a curb.
Awesome. Yeah.
At the end of the street.
I mean, if I hit the curb hard enough.
Right. Yeah? I don't know. Maybe the canal was below grade.
I don't know.
Maybe that's it. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah. I'm guessing he...
It could be below grade. Yeah, he thought, sure. I could jump over
just
that.
Just go straight across it. But that's not
you
understanding
can never go
physics. Yes. It's like...
you might as well hand the coyote an anvil.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's happening. It's on. Here you go. Take this, too. Yeah. Three stories are true.
That's stupid.
That's crazy. That's why we call it
Stupid News.